The children liked watching the big, noisy trains go by. They knew the times of some trains, and they gave them names. They called the 9:15 train the Green Dragon. Every morning, they sat on the fence and waited for the Green Dragon.
"Let's wave at the train,"
said Phyllis.
"It can take our love to Father in London."
When the train went by, they waved at it. They made a friend on the 9:15 train, a nice old gentleman with white hair and glasses. When he saw the children waving, he waved at them. Mother was always working at her desk. She wrote stories and sold some of them to a publisher to make some money. She often read them to the children. She was very happy when the stories were published, and they all celebrated with delicious cakes at tea time. The children often went to the railway station and became friends with the station master and Perks. Perks was the porter, and he told them exciting stories about the trains. One morning, Mother was ill, so Bobby called Dr. Forrest from the village.
"She must stay in bed near a warm fire and eat good food like milk, meat, eggs and fruit, because she's weak," he said.
The children were worried.
"We don't have enough money to buy meat, eggs and fruit," said Bobby. "How can Mummy get well?"
"Who can help us?"
asked Phyllis.
"Perhaps the nice old gentleman on the Green Dragon can help us," said Peter.
"Yes, that's a good idea, Peter," said Bobby.
They sat down and made plans. The next morning, the people on the 9:15 train saw a big sign on the fence: "Look out at the station." When the train arrived at the station, many people looked out of the window. The old gentleman looked out too. Phyllis was on the platform with a letter in her hand. She quickly gave it to the old gentleman. The letter said,
"To Mr. We don't know your name. Mother is ill. The doctor says we must give her good food to eat, but we don't have any money. Father is away, and we don't know his address. Can you help us, please? We can pay you back later. Thank you. Roberta, Peter, and Phyllis."
Under their names, they wrote a list of all the things they wanted for their mother. That evening, Perks came to their house with a big box. Inside, there was a lot of good food and a letter.
"Dear children, here is the food for your mother. I'm happy to help you. Your friend, R.P.